the country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Alberta country artist Danielle Lowe has released her latest single. It's from her current album, Patient. Let's welcome her now to the show. Hey, Danielle.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, it's great to have you back on to catch up, Danielle, on everything that's happened since our last interview. A lot has happened, including last year in 2012. You won some Edmonton Music Awards. Talk about those.
Yeah, last year I won the Edmonton Music Award for Country Album of the Year with my album Off Limits.
Wow.
So that was really exciting, you know, just getting even just the recognition of the nominations, because I was nominated for a few awards, but having that recognition and winning this award in my own community, in like the Edmonton music scene, is amazing, and I appreciate it so much, and, you know, it's an honor, you know, I'm so happy with that win, and I was actually nominated for 3 awards for the 2013 Edmonton Music Awards as well. I didn't win anything, but again, just even the nominations are amazing, and I'm so honored.
That's right. The nominations put you in the top 5 or however many number there are, so that means you know, you're right up there. So that's a great feeling, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Now, what was the most rewarding part, Danielle, about Off Limits, your CD? What did you get the most enjoyment out of and most feel satisfied about?
Well, probably just, you know, being able to say that I've recorded an album. It was my first album. I do have 2 now, but my first one, and it was such an amazing experience being in the studio. We actually, like, slept over at the studio multiple nights while we were recording, so that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, just recording my own work, my own personal songs that I've written, and having that, you know, being able to just have that in your hand and just in a physical copy is just so cool, and it's an incredible experience, and I loved it.
Does it take time to get used to the studio and the differences that are part of it as opposed to being on stage?
Well, it's definitely different, but I've had, before we recorded, I did have quite a bit of experience recording as well, just in general, but it definitely is different. You know, it's you got to be as perfect as you can, I guess, and
right.
You're singing the song multiple times, so you hope not to get bored of your own song, I guess. And you don't have to dress up or anything like that. So that was always fun, just recording
right.
your PJs. But it's definitely different, but they're both extremely fun.
Now, the new album is called Patient, and that was the lead single. The new one is Just Feel Right. We're actually going to be hearing both of the songs on the show today. But tell us about Patient, and first of all, the title for it. Of course, that's one of the songs, but what does the word Patient mean to you as a title?
Well, the song Patient came from Carolyn Dawn Johnson. She co-wrote that song and pitched it to me, so that was really awesome to get that from her. I love her music. But, I really like this song because I think a lot of people can relate to it. Patient is just about, you know, a girl who has a huge crush on her guy best friend, I guess. And but he has a girlfriend, but she knows that they're meant to be together, that she's right for him, and she just has to wait. But, the word patient is used for everyday life, I guess. That's what life is all about, just waiting, you know, waiting for the next thing to happen, waiting for your big break, waiting to get that job that you want, you know, anything like that. It's all about patience, and I really like the song. I think it's fun.
And, yeah, the whole concept of patience relating to a music career, that's really what it takes, right, because you've got the talent and the hard work, but it's not something that's going to happen overnight or even in a year. You've got to be in it for the long run until things start to happen, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of work and a lot of patience. And there's ups and downs, you know, there's some letdowns, but there's also some amazing experiences and just, you know, things that I would have never done if I hadn't been in this industry. I would have never gotten the opportunity to do or been able to meet some of the people that I've met. And, you know, the statistic, I think, and at least in Canada, is it takes about 13 years to break an artist. So
wow,
that's a
yeah.
long time.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it definitely takes a lot of patience.
Now, Danielle, let's talk about your influence. We talked about them on the show before, but who are those artists that you've listened to growing up and that you really love and maybe can learn a thing or two from their careers?
Well, Carolyn Don Johnson, like I mentioned before, is one for sure. She's pitched multiple songs to me, and I've recorded a few of hers on both albums, and I just think that she's an amazing writer. Just the melodies and the lyrics she comes up with are just incredible, and I think her voice is so powerful, and she's just a very talented woman, and I definitely look up to her a lot and want to follow kind of in her footsteps. But
yeah.
I also love Lady Antebellum and the band Perry. I think that their style of country music is very cool and different and just, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's just so different, you know? It's so cool. Even Miranda Lambert, and I love Carrie Underwood and her big, powerful voice. But and Keith Urban, some male artists, Rascal Flatts, Brad Paisley, I love all of those guys too.
Yeah, those are all great artists and all ones with really hot careers at the moment. And you've got your YouTube
yeah.
page, which is very popular. And you do so many great cover songs, and some of the people you've mentioned there. You do Downtown from Lady Antebellum, Mama's Broken Heart, Miranda Lambert, Highway Don't Care, which is the brand new song. Keith Urban's part of it on guitar, and Taylor Swift, of course, Tim McGraw, the main singer. So
mm-hmm.
it must be great putting those videos up and getting the responses you do.
Yeah, YouTube is an incredible place. It's, you know, it's like its own little world, actually. And it has been an awesome platform for me to get my music out there, being as young as I am and just in a city like Edmonton. You know, there's tons of opportunity here, but it's hard to get your music out when you're just starting out and nobody really knows you. But YouTube has been awesome. It's allowed me to promote my music and put up my originals and covers, like you mentioned, and just meet new people, build my fan base, and I've met some amazing musicians and other artists that I've collaborated with as well. And I actually got to go to London, England in December, this past December, because a production company in London, England, contacted me because they found me on YouTube and wanted to invite me for an international YouTube concert. So that was really cool. I've never been there before. Yeah, it was amazing. I would have never gotten that opportunity if it weren't for YouTube.
What was the YouTube concert all about?
The production company invited multiple artists from different parts of the world just down to London to perform at a big gala concert, and they
wow.
raised money for two different charities, and I think I got to sing like three songs, and I actually also got to play at a traditional English pub the next night.
Oh, nice.
So that was really cool. I mean, country music isn't huge down there, so it was interesting to be kind of like the odd one out, but people really enjoyed it, and I was super happy, and it's definitely an experience that I'll never forget, and it was awesome.
That's amazing what music has done for you, right? Like, that's somewhere you might not
yeah.
have got, and certainly not under those conditions. Is there anywhere else in the world right now, Danielle, that you would love to go take your music to?
Well, I mean, definitely parts of the States. I've been to Nashville multiple times and
right.
gotten to perform at some open mics or some songwriting stage type venues there. And that's been really fun, just to know that, you know, I get to sing in Nashville. Nashville is like country music city.
Yeah.
So that's always been cool. And I'm actually going to the Netherlands in September for another YouTube, international YouTube concert, which is going to be like the one was in London. So that's going to be cool. I've never been to the Netherlands. But, I'd love to go to Australia. I think Australia is a really cool place. And I think country music is big down there. I'm not too sure, actually. But Germany as well.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah, and those are all places I'm sure you'll get to and have a chance to play your music.
I know, yeah, it's so cool. It's just, I'm shocked at, like, just what's been happening all because of YouTube and because of music and what I do, you know?
Yeah. And for our listeners, they can also head to your website, daniellelowe.com, and there's links to YouTube and some of your videos as well. A great site to check out. But let's talk about Patient. So we're going to play the song in a moment. You mentioned Carolyn Don Johnson wrote it. Maybe talk about how you and Carolyn first connected.
Well, my producer, who produced both albums, Patient and Off Limits, he had played with Carolyn Don Johnson multiple times before, backing her up on guitar and background vocals. Yeah. And so he knew her and contacted her for us to see if she had some songs to pitch. And then I did get to meet her at the CCMA's, I think it was not the last year, but the year before.
Right.
Not this last year, but the year before. And, you know, it was so cool just to know that I've recorded her songs and I got to meet her and talk to her. And so, yeah, it was through my producer, Mandy McKay, who got us connected with her.
That's got to be exciting when you get a demo for the first time and it's from somebody like Carolyn Don Johnson. You know it's going to be good, but you hit the play button and you start to listen to it. It's got to be an exciting feeling when you really click with the song.
Yeah, it definitely is. Just, yeah, like I said, just to know that she's pitching me songs, I mean, that's an amazing feeling. And her demo sounded like professional recordings. Like, I would want to hear that on her album.
Oh, amazing.
So,
and was she singing on the
incredible
demo?
Yes, she was.
Great. Very exciting. Well, we've got lots more to talk about, Danielle. First, let's hear Patient. It's the title track to the current album from Danielle Lowe on In the Country.
Flowers on the doorstep, but I'm not worried at all. One day I know you're gonna wake up. One day I know that you will be mine, and she'll just be a page in history. It's just a matter of
to be paid.
And that is my guest, Danielle Lowe, with the title track to her current album. It's called Patient, written by the great Carolyn Don Johnson, and you can head to daniellelowe.com to learn more about her. Man, that is such a well-written song, Danielle, and you sing it so well.
Well, thank you so much.
It's got all the elements of a hit song. I mean, it just, you know, people listening to that who are in that kind of situation can relate to what the song is saying.
Yeah, I think it's definitely relatable, just with especially young people, like people in my grade. I'm in grade 12, and in high school, you know, just having a best friend who's a guy, but really liking him in secret. But I mean, in all ages, I think that's that happens as well. So I think it's definitely relatable.
Yeah, it's one of those songs for sure, and it sounds great. Let's talk about, Danielle, how important it is to have a team around you, people like Lauren Tutte, who does your radio tracking and other stuff for you, and just the people who have supported you up to this point, how important it is to be surrounded by a great team.
Yes, that's definitely a big part of success and my success as well. My mom, Vicki Lowe, is an amazing woman and has been there from the beginning and is always there and has done so much for me. She is my manager right now. And I can honestly say that I would not be here where I am today if it wasn't for her. And everything that she does, whether that's booking me for events or, you know, managing my website and driving me everywhere and doing promotional stuff and, you know, building my, promotion type stuff, like
sure.
Posters.
Yeah.
She can.
Oh, yeah.
She actually even she designed the second album, the whole front cover and the back cover, everything.
Oh,
like
amazing.
That. She did all the design for that. So yeah, that was really cool. She did an amazing job, and so she's definitely somebody who's an incredible woman, and I just can't thank her enough for everything that she's done. And another person is my vocal coach, Wes Inaba. I've been with him. I've been his vocal coach for about 8 years now, almost 8 years I've been with him, and he's taught me so much just about music and, you know, learning like emotion and portraying emotion in the songs and knowing what you're singing about. And he's like a big part of the team. He's taught me how important the arts are connected with the community and charity work like that. And he's taught me that I need to give back to my community with whatever talent I have that I'm passionate about, and that's music for me, is singing. So if it weren't for him, I wouldn't be doing as much charity work as I do, and I absolutely love it. So I have him to thank for that, that's for sure. And, you know, all my friends and family, friends from school, other family members who just support me and believe in me, it's definitely helpful. And it boosts my esteem, I guess you could say. And if I didn't have all these people surrounding me, I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, that sounds terrific, just to have that team around you and all how much they've contributed to your success. And now, is this something that you have blazed, the trail you blazed yourself, Danielle, or are there people in your family who are musical and have taken a shot at this in the past?
Actually, I am the only one. My grandpa was musical. He played the accordion and he sang and wrote some songs, but he passed away a few years ago. Kind of before I really got into the music industry and recording and everything like that. So unfortunately, he wasn't here to kind of do that with me. But other than myself and him, we're kind of the only ones who was ever musical. So right now, I'm the only musical one on both sides of my family, yeah.
That's great. Well, I know that songwriting for you is also a big part of what you do. And to talk about that and just how you approach your songwriting and what you get out of that.
Songwriting is really cool, just how you can put your emotions and what you feel and what you want to say just out on a piece of paper and be able to share that with other people and with the world. And it's definitely almost like a stress reliever, that's for sure. If I go through a bad situation with a guy or whatever, I can, you know, put that into a song and make something good out of it, I guess.
Sure.
And, but any topic, really, you can write a song about anything.
Yeah.
And it's really cool just to be able to write your own songs. It's a very proud feeling that you get when you write a song and somebody says, oh, I love that song. It's like, oh, well, thank you. I wrote it, you know? So I definitely think songwriting is, and I mean, anyone can songwrite, I think, for sure. And it's something that I'll want to do for the whole of my career.
Do you think you'd enjoy teaching songwriting, even if it's just kind of informally, but passing on what you know to younger people?
Yeah, that's I've never actually heard of that. No one's ever asked me that, I guess I should say. But that'd be definitely cool just to, I mean, I'm no expert or anything like that, but just to
But you know
share.
What it takes to make a good song.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, that'd be really cool, yeah.
Now, back in 2009, you wrote a song called Jesse that was used by the Little Warriors, the nonprofit organization, and, you know, that helped out the organization.
It kind of came about after I had first learned about them and learned all the Little Warriors is a charity that promotes the awareness of child sexual abuse, and I hadn't, I was very young, so I didn't really know a lot about child sexual abuse or any of the statistics or just about how much it kind of goes on and just everything about it. And so kind of after learning a lot of that stuff, it was such an eye-opener for me and just crazy, you know. And I would always ask my mom, like, Mom, like, what does this mean, blah, blah, blah. And we would always talk about it. And we would see advertisements for the Little Warriors on buses and in the newspaper. And we eventually just thought, well, maybe we could write a song. And we did, and we approached the Little Warriors. And we did donate it to them.
That is really amazing that you can take your music to that kind of level, to where you're not just entertaining people, but your song in that case is doing a lot of good.
Yeah, it's an incredible feeling. I'm so glad that they love the song, and I've actually done that 3 times now. Not that long ago, I donated a song called "The Circle of Giving" that I co-wrote with 2 other artists to the Jerry Forbes Center of Community Spirit, which is a new kind of charity that's coming into Edmonton here. They're going to be building a very large workplace for charities like Santa's Anonymous and the Christmas Bureau and tons of other charities where they can have kind of like an office space. So we wrote a song called "The Circle of Giving" and we donated it to them. And one of the newest things is that I have been working with the Ronald McDonald House here in Edmonton and over the past year and whatnot, and I've fallen in love with the charity. I think that the Ronald McDonald House charity is incredible and so helpful in our community. And I co-wrote a song called "Your Home" that has been donated to the house very recently, and we are just in the process of kind of making a professional recorded version of it to put up on iTunes. And all the proceeds from iTunes will go to the house. Yeah.
That is awesome. Good for you.
Thank you.
Now we're going to turn back to some music, Danielle, from the album. It's your brand new single, in fact, called "Just Feel Right." Very up-tempo, really positive, great writing on this as well. Tell us about the song.
This was another song that was pitched to me by another artist. And I fell in love with it when I heard it and really wanted to record it. And so, yeah, this is a really fun, short little song and just about, you know, when you're with somebody and sometimes you can't really put to words how you love them or how you just feel so good about your relationship and it just feels right. And
right.
We actually just did an official music video for it.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's up on my YouTube channel.
Very cool. People can check it out at DanielleLowe.com and, as you said, on your YouTube channel. Do you feel pretty comfortable in front of the camera now? I mean, you've shot a lot of videos, some informal, some bigger productions. How does it feel for you?
Yeah, I'm very comfortable in front of the camera now. At the beginning, I was super nervous. I've never been a super outgoing person, but it's definitely helped me open up and everything like that. And it's just like, it's nothing to me now, really. And
I love
recording videos.
Excellent. Well, let's share the song now. This is a great one from Danielle Lowe. It's called "Just Feel Right" on In the Country.
You're just like my old blue jeans. They got holes, but they look real good. You're just like my old sneaker. Throw them out, you know I never.
Great song from my guest, Danielle Lowe. She joins me on the line from Alberta. That's called Just Feel Right from her current album, Patient. You can head to iTunes to download that. You can also visit her at daniellelowe.com on Facebook as well. What advice, Danielle, do you have for teens like yourself who are looking to get into the music business? And maybe they have a pretty good voice and they can write some songs. Where do they go from there?
Well, the best advice I can give anybody really is just that it all just takes a lot of work and a lot of patience, like we talked about earlier. And, you know, there's sacrifices that you have to make, giving up stuff. I've definitely given up a lot for my career. And, you know, it's just what you kind of have to do if you really love it. It's not going to be that big of a deal to you, I guess. But, you know, it's a lot of fun and just a lot of work. That's all I can say. But, you know, when you say that, you don't want to say that because you don't want to scare people off. But, I mean, anything you want really in life just takes a lot of work, whether that's any kind of job or any kind of position, just takes work. And, you know, keep songwriting, keep performing as much as you can, do as many live shows as you can, do stuff in with charities and in the community, and just have fun, you know.
That's great advice, and the charity part I love as well. And you're so right. It's because a lot of times we'll see somebody on TV on stage or whatever. They might make it look easy and very glamorous, but as you said, there's a lot of hard work that leads up to all those moments on stage. It's not just about being in the spotlight. It's all those steps along the way. Now, what about your favorite stage, Danielle? Is it so far out of all the places you've played? Is there a place that you really love and have a great memory from?
Well, Big Valley Jamboree in Camrose, Alberta is definitely one. I love the atmosphere of the whole festival and just all the people coming together who love country music and, you know, all the cowboy hats and cowboy boots and it's so hot out and everything like that. I love going to Big Valley Jamboree and nice. I get to perform on the family stage and I'm hoping to get the songwriter's tent this year. And, you know, there's a venue here in Edmonton called the Windsphere Center, which has an amazing stage, an amazing sound system, and I love playing there just because it just sounds so good all the time. And I love, you know, playing with a good sound system is always more fun than playing with a not very good sound system.
For sure.
But, you know, I guess doing outdoor festivals and outdoor shows in general are my favorite just because, you know, there's people walking around all over the place and it's nice out and you get to share your music. And I love that.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Before we wrap up here, I wanted to ask you about duet partners, Danielle. Have you given thought to, at some point, recording a duet? They're so popular in any form of music, especially country. And who that might be as a duet partner?
Yes. I actually do. I have done multiple duets, collaborations, I guess you could call them as well, on YouTube with different artists from around the world or even some friends here from Edmonton who sing. But I would definitely record a duet on an album, and I think if I could choose anyone in the industry, I mean,
yeah.
obviously, I mean, Tim McGraw or Keith Urban, I think for sure, would be one of my tops, or Brad Paisley. I just think that they're amazing artists, and I love their music and their style. And I so they'd be, if I'm talking about a guy,
yeah.
I guess. But I mean,
for sure.
Yeah.
Good choice. Now, what about
girls?
A female? What about Carolyn Dawn Johnson? That would be a cool duet.
Yes, yes. For girls, I would definitely pick her over anybody. I think, like I said, she has an amazing voice, and she's so talented. I look up to her so much, and I'm just in awe kind of her. But
yeah.
So she'd be definitely a top choice. And other artists like Carrie Underwood, I've always loved Carrie, and Miranda Lambert. I think she's crazy, but she's so good, and she has a really cool voice, and her songs are awesome as well.
Danielle, it's been such a pleasure having you back on the show to catch up on the album Patient. Thanks for being part of the program.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. I love coming to talk to you.
Awesome. Well, it's always my pleasure. My guest tonight has been Alberta country artist Danielle Lowe, and of course her website is daniellelowe.com. I'm Dave Woods. Be sure to check out more country interviews at inthecountryinterviews.com.